Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. OpenAI announced Tuesday that its forthcoming AI model, Astra, is the first to reach what the company calls a critical cyber capability threshold. This means Astra can independently find and exploit previously unknown vulnerabilities in real-world software. OpenAI says it plans to publicly release a version of Astra soon, but the model's advanced cyber capabilities will be available only to select partners in its Daybreak Blue early access program at launch.
The company followed its preparedness framework procedure, which was to halt further development until appropriate safeguards were implemented. OpenAI had previously paused some training workloads for several weeks and says it has now resumed work after adding safety controls. Partners in the Daybreak program, which includes digital infrastructure providers like Cisco, Cloudflare, and Palo Alto Networks, will get early access to a less restricted version of Astra. The goal is to let these companies harden their defenses before similarly capable models are made broadly available.
One number to know today is 75%. That's how much Anthropic has cut the cash read price for its new Claude Fable 5.1 model. The company released Fable 5.1 and its counterpart Mythos 5.1 on Tuesday, positioning them around sustained problem solving for long-running agents. The cash read price is now just 25 cents per million tokens, down from $1 for Fable 5.
This matters because agents repeatedly revisit the same code base, instructions, and conversation history. When you're reusing that context, you pay the cash rate instead of the full input rate. Anthropic says the lower cash price reduces Fable 5.1's effective cost by around 25% for typical workloads, and as much as roughly 45% for highly agentic ones. The release also introduces Enterprise Frontier Safeguards, or EFS, a security architecture that lets organizations retain monitoring data inside their own cloud infrastructure.
In other news, the Wall Street Journal reports Google plans to release Gemini 3.8 Flash as soon as Wednesday. Sources say internal tests show progress in coding ability, an area where Google has lagged behind Anthropic and OpenAI.
Next, Feifei Li's World Labs unveiled Atlas, a multimodal world model designed for spatial intelligence. Atlas can take images or video and generate new views from different camera angles, reconstruct 3D scenes from sparse input images, or simulate how a space would look from a robot's perspective. The company says Atlas outperforms specialized models on these tasks and is entering early access with select partners.
And finally, Bloomberg reports the AI coding startup Cognition is set to close a new funding round of around $1 billion at a valuation of about $47 billion. That's up from a $26 billion valuation in May. Sources say the company received nearly $10 billion in investor interest.
One thing to try is to profile your agent's cache usage, especially if you're running long-running tasks. With Anthropic's new cache pricing, it's a good moment to check how much of your agent's context is reusable. Things like system instructions, tool definitions, and codebase context that get reread across multiple turns.
You don't need a complex setup. Just look at a recent extended session or a typical workflow. See what percentage of your input tokens are the same context you're reusing versus new information each turn. That simple profile can tell you whether a premium model like Fable 5.1 makes economic sense for your specific use case, beyond just comparing headline API rates.
That's Compact Conversations for Tuesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.